From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Four member nations reject EU migrant plan. Four European Union member nations rejected an EU plan to distribute 160,000 migrants among all EU nations. The foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia met in Prague Friday with the foreign ministers of Germany and Luxembourg, ostensibly so the two Western European nations could convince their less wealthy Eastern cohorts to accept the deal. But the Czech Republic's foreign minister said that the country's need to keep control over how many refugees they take in. The U.S., meanwhile, will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says many refugees have already been allowed in.
The fiscal year that will end at the end of this month, the United States is on track to take in about 1,500 Syrian refugees. The president has directed his team to scale up that number next year.
Thousands of migrants are trekking to Vienna by foot from Hungary as rail links with the Austrian capital remain suspended. In Washington, Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. Mr. Obama called it a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. Zimbabwe's finance minister has indicated he has given up on convincing the International Monetary Fund and other creditors to cancel the country's $10 billion debt. President Robert Mugabe's government blames the current situation on Western sanctions imposed on him and the ruling party officials following reports of human rights abuses and election rigging in 2002. Meantime, Zimbabwe is sending a team to Brussels, Berlin, and Paris to present a plan to pay the debts. This is VOA News. Since the West African Ebola outbreak began in late 2013, there have been more than 28,000 cases and more than 11,000 deaths. A new report describes the difficulties, complexities, and disagreements in treating Ebola patients under what it calls austere conditions. VOA's Jota Kapowo reports.
Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have been the hardest hit countries in the Ebola outbreak. Their health systems were ill-prepared for an epidemic that size, and were quickly overwhelmed. The study in the medical journal BMJ Case Reports follows the case of a 33-year-old West African man. Dr. Paul Dillon is the lead author of the report. It says when there's no chance of recovery, palliative care is a vitally important aspect of care of the patient.
That period at the end of life where we know that death is imminent and that we're doing everything we can to ensure that there's no added suffering that we can't palliate.
Dillon worked in Sierra Leone when he was a medical student. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
For more on the Ebola story, visit our website at voanews.com. Today is the 14th anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. And federal agents say they've arrested a Florida man for allegedly being part of a plot to blow up a bomb during today's September 11th memorial service in Kansas City, Missouri. The Justice Department says 20-year-old Joshua Goldberg handed out information to an undercover FBI agent on how to build a bomb. He faces 20 years in prison if tried and convicted. Cities across the country, including Kansas City today, will remember the 9/11 terrorist attacks that killed about 3,000 people in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In Afghanistan today, a ceremony marking the tragic day. This is the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan, U.S. General John Campbell.
The cost of our continued commitment in Afghanistan is considerable. However, as we learned on 9/11, the cost of not maintaining a foreign presence could be far more costly. Together, we will protect our homelands and help the Afghan people build a more stable and secure future.
President Obama, along with his wife and White House staff, observed a public moment of silence this morning on the White House lawn. A second river in typhoon-hit northern Japan has burst its banks, stranding dozens more residents and putting more pressure on rescue officials dealing with the region's worst flooding in decades. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.